Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra, joining you to give you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in today's trading session. Well, let's quickly recap what took place yesterday. The Nifty, in fact, snapped its 8-day losing streak. The mid-cap index and the Bank Nifty were in the green. And we had the FIIs that net bought 713 crores in the cash market yesterday, which was the first FII buy figure that we've seen after 7 trading sessions of selling. Remember, until yesterday, the FIIs net sold over 4,500 crores in 7 trading sessions consecutively, so this definitely comes as a positive. DIIs also net bought around 113 odd crores in yesterday's cash market. Now remember that India versus the globe, however, is still underperforming. So for example, the MSCI India index is down 3.5% year-to-date. Compare this with MSCI Asia ex-Japan, which is up over 8%, and Nasdaq, which is up over 12%. In terms of cues to watch out for today, domestically the big cue will be that the government has announced its final tranche of 48,000 crores of capital infusion into PSU banks. That should be a positive, especially for the banks under PCA, which could possibly get enough capital to exit the framework. In terms of the US markets had a choppy session. They were reacting to the Fed minutes, which came out for the Jan 29th and 30th policy meeting, where a lot of emphasis was about the global growth. Asia is largely on the red side, and the SGX is also indicating that it is going to be a bit of a sluggish start. However, do watch out for Brent crude prices as well, because that seems to be inching up a little bit, currently between $66 to $67 per barrel. In other cues, remember it is Bank Nifty options expiry today, and we also have the second week of the Nifty options expiry. It started last week, so this would be the second week of Nifty weekly options expiry. Now, in terms of levels to watch out for, sustaining the 100-day moving average of around 10,686 for the Nifty, and the 20 DMA and the 50 DMA, which are at similar levels, could be the next port of call. 20 DMA stands at 10,815 and the 50 DMA stands at 10,818. Well, in terms of stocks and news, we have the PSU banks, which would be in focus on account of the bank recapitalization news, and especially Allahabad Bank and Corporation Bank, which are expected to probably exit PCA after the capital infusion. TechM, there is a board meet today to consider its first ever buyback. Dr. Reddy's has announced the relaunch of Suboxone generic in the US market. Vodafone Idea, the company expects to achieve a cumulative EBITDA of 20,000 crores in the next 8 quarters. To put it into perspective, the Q3 EBITDA was at 660 crores. BPCL plans to raise 2,000 crores during the current fiscal through a private placement. Moody's has changed JSW's outlook to positive, affirms all ratings, and the likes of HCL Tech in focus as they've won a 5-year IT and application services contract with EDF Luminous. Also, Sun Pharma and Glenmark, as they've received approvals of drugs from the US market.